Hey guys, welcome back to this week's podcast. I'm Anne Charlotte, your host, and today we're going to be talking about motivation and the differences between each generation. So yeah, let's get after it. First off, I did a little bit of research. You know me, an educated and prepared girl. All right, already off to a great start. So sorry. Let's just get right into it. So basically, I read this article about motivation at work and whether generation or managerial levels matter more, and then compared boomers and Gen Xers. But I mean, as you guys know, I like to talk about myself, so we're going to be taking this information and relating it back to Gen Zers. So they found that Gen Xers are less focused on symbols of occupational status than our baby boomers, but that Gen Xers expressed higher levels of status-oriented values. So that's basically to say that Gen Xers value promotions, and that's what motivates them. I mean, take my dad, for example. He's on the younger side of the Gen Xers, but it still holds true. He stayed at his company for 21 years now, and that shows that he's really loyal, which is a Gen X trait. And so I've grown up seeing him working really, really hard in order to move up in his company, and that's just a prime example of what his generation's mindset is. And I mean, if we're looking at the different industries and their demographics, Gen Xers are primarily those in the higher positions, and so they hold great influence in how the industry works, which is that hard work hopefully means harder work. And I say harder work in quotes, but like, I mean, promotions, you know, so moving up. And that segues into Gen Z. I read that Gen Z has more of an idealistic picture of what the workplace will look like, and that, you know, they think that their opinions are really important, and I mean, which, you know, they might be, but, you know, that they're going to be listened to, and for a newbie in the company, that's not always going to be the case, and when they realize this, that motivation is going to go down. Let's continue to tear down Gen Z while we're at it. So, Holly Schroth wrote in this article that Gen Z is growing up with overprotective parenting, which takes away their opportunity to learn life skills, and that their social, emotional, and intellectual development is difficult for them to become autonomous adults and able to navigate the challenges of life, let alone in the workplace. So yeah, let's unpack that. Honestly, it sounds and seems like Gen Z needs and wants mentorship in the workplace, you know, and they want teams and that constant communication. Now, as a Gen Zer, I was initially kind of hurt when reading that. You know, I feel pretty independent. Like, I set my own alarms in the morning. Thank you. I'm joking. I mean, I do think I'm independent, but I think it's beyond that. I mean, in my opinion, I think our generation is socially handicapped by social media, and that the presence of electronics are the ones impacting that. Now, there are a bunch of benefits from electronics. You know, we're great multitaskers, so we definitely will be more motivated with a bunch of smaller tasks, but we do constantly seek approval from others, and, you know, in social media, it's through the likes and the comments on our selfies, but it does transfer over to work. I mean, as an example, I'm more motivated to get my work done when I have a very busy schedule, and so that's, you know, my multitasking. I like to have three things to do at once. When you see me in the library, I'm studying, but I'm also talking to my friends and writing emails for work. Now, I'm also always second-guessing myself and asking people to read over my work. Oh well, so also Gen Z is motivated by more social rewards, so we want that recognition and want to be doing work that makes a difference. I mean, like, stupid example, but an example nonetheless, save the turtles. Our generation is obsessed, and I mean, in a good way sometimes, of making earth-conscious improvements. We want to do work that will change the world. Save a cute animal. And that probably stems from global warming being such a big issue during our childhood. And I mean, it still is. We still have a long way to go, but I don't want to go on a tangent, so I'll save that for another episode. So yeah, Gen Z, we want to change the world, get recognition for it, but we can't do it without help from our parents. Solid. I'm gonna go really far. Oh well. No, but it is interesting. As a Gen Xer, I do see constant affirmation, whereas my parents and other Gen Xers are very independent at work and are motivated to produce quality work when they can take on any project that they want. Now, what causes independence? I mean, I don't know. Is it that the Beatles broke up in the 70s and, you know, they saw John Lennon doing his own thing and wanted to do the same? I mean, I'm only joking, but I do find it interesting. You know, why does each generation work better? I mean, and in other words, is more motivated under different circumstances. And I would definitely think it's partly due to similar childhood events. As we wrap up this episode, I just want to leave you with two concluding statements. One, everything that I've mentioned is based on research, but these are still generalizations. One could say generalizations of the generations. That's clever. I hope you all laughed because I was proud of that one, okay? Two, I think this research shows that each generation's behavior and motivation is influenced by their surroundings and how they grew up. So, I mean, I spoke a lot about multi-generational workplaces just because, you know, money, business, you know, things that I like, but it can be anywhere. So just keep that in mind. If you're looking at a team and someone's not putting in as much work, it's probably because they grew up with really strict parents and will work better with more guidance. I don't know. But on that note, thanks for joining me this week and see you next Tuesday.